Hello, yes, I'm back. It's been absolutely ages and forever since I've done a doll chat, or any kind of chat actually, but I thought I would do one today. And also, different recorder, same microphones, different recorder. I got really fed up with the background hum of the Olympus. So we decided that we would get a Plextalk Linio, which is a lovely recorder. So we're actually giving that a try today. I'm taking it for a test run because tomorrow I want to do an audio blog of a journey that we are doing. We shall see where this gets us. And in the meantime, I'm going to do a little bit of a doll thing. Dolls are so much part of my life and a part of this room. I will talk to you a little bit about what's in here, and I'm going to do a change of Melody, who is actually quiet at the moment. Trouble is, if you've got microphones, you've got wires, and you can't help but hear the sounds of them, which is a bit of a nightmare. Also, excuse the keyboard sounds you will hear in the background, as I've explained more than once in these things. This is a one-room flat, it's a working home, we have a business to run, and poor Mr. B can't be expected to suspend his work because I happen to want to do a doll chat. It wouldn't be reasonable. So we ain't doing it. Also, since we got the Cherry mechanical keyboards, they are incredibly loud. So you will have to bear with us. So yeah, in this room, there are a number of dolls. There are the two mannequins. Over by the table at the moment is Lara. She is a plush doll, 5 feet. Ooh, what is she? 5'5", I think she is. She only weighs 20 pounds and she's made of some kind of velvety plush material with wire inside. She has beautiful silky hair and a lovely face, great big green eyes. And I love having her because I can dress her in all the kinds of clothes that I never ever get to wear because she's so slender and gorgeous. And I buy sort of teenage girl clothes from cheap Walmart-y shops if you're in the US, Asda. If you're in the UK, I buy clothes from George for her, and I love dressing her up and making a fuss of her. And then sitting over at my desk, because I never sit at my desk anymore, is Eden, who is a life-size silicone doll, and she is totally beautiful in every way and very real looking. She freaks people out when we come in here. Because she looks like a real woman. She has beautiful blonde hair, which I've swept into an updo, and big blue eyes, and she's very pretty, and she's dressed like a secretary in a black skirt and a white chiffon blouse with one of those pussycat bows. And she's just beautiful to have around. She's beautiful for photography. She's just lovely to feel and lovely to see, and she's a beautiful objet d'art. And you are, I'm just over by her now, you're just gorgeous, aren't you? She's so real. She has to be very carefully taken care of, but she's so real. Anyway, that's her. And then over on the sofa by me, permanent fixture, is Bert. My 32-inch tall model, life-size model of the leprechaun, with whom I am, some say, fixated. Don't worry, I know. I've heard it all before. And yeah, I love him to the moon and back, and I don't care who knows. Yeah, he's by me on the sofa always. And then here I've got, I used to have baby chairs for my babies, but there just isn't room in this room. If I want to have somewhere to store my keyboard and all my other stuff. So, they're in storage until I can get a wall unit built, which I'm hoping to. So I can display them. But at the moment, I've got Melody Joy out of storage because I was missing the little so much. And she is a plump, pudgy, blonde baby. She's being quiet at the moment. She doesn't have her sounds on, but we might remedy it. Hello. She's so gorgeous. She's such a little fatty. Aren't you? She's a... She's a newborn, but a big newborn. She weighs about 6-7 pounds. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to change her, because she's been in this outfit in storage and it's a little bit lackluster. So let's just undo. It's just a tunic and trousers that she's wearing, and I will undo her stuff. Oh, let's get your arm out of this. Do you know, it's been so long since I've undressed someone so small, I've almost forgotten how. Isn't that a terrible thing to admit? I had Melody for Christmas from one of my very dear friends who was incredibly kind and gave her to me. And I don't think I've ever been so amazed and surprised and moved in all my life. It's such a surprise. You just don't expect people to do things like that for you. Because reborns, especially made by the lady who makes mine, are no smaller a price. And it's like this big box arrived and I thought it was something else from my husband, and he'd already given me one for Christmas. And I'm like, I'm sure that's another baby. And he said, no, it's not. And then he said, okay, this is your last present then. It's not from me, it's from Amy. And I'm like, what? You are joking. Hello, beautiful. Right, that's got the pink and white trousers and top she was wearing off her. And now I'm going to put another outfit on. Now this is a cool thing, actually. This is a romper dress, and it looks as if she's actually wearing two pieces of clothes. But it's only one. It looks as if she's wearing a romper underneath in a cerise white pattern. Cerise is a lovely deep pink colour. And then the overdress is plain. She looks as if I just put a little dress over the top. And it's a lovely thing. I've never seen one quite like this before. Are those buttons or poppers? Oh, they're buttons. I wonder if I was having problems. There you are. The rompers sometimes have feet. These don't have feet, which I actually like better. I like to put my own socks or shoes or whatever I'm wearing on the feet. I don't like to hide their little feet. They're so pretty. I also think if when you have rompers with feet on, they don't. They stop the baby from moving quite so freely for some reason. That, to me, is a shame when you've got such a lovely floppy baby. They can't move their legs quite so well if their feet are kind of trapped in these rompers. There, she's in the romper now. Foot. Hello. Oh, you're being so quiet today. Not a gurgle out of you. We'll have to see what we can do about that in a minute. Lots of people have said to me when they've heard the doll chats that they thought she was real, or they thought the babies were real. And in fact, I've actually had people talk, you know, write to me and say, I love the sound of your babies, they're so cute. I don't have babies, I have reborn dolls. And that's why I'm actually doing this without the sound effects. Basically, my doll chats are fantasy RPG. They are an audio version of the myriads of videos you can see on YouTube. Oh, there are just squillions of them. And in fact, it's interesting to see that more and more, up you come, my precious. Let's get you buttoned up. More and more videos now are starting to include sound effects. There used to be the odd one that would have them, and you could really tell they were sound effects because they were very tinny and very badly done. But these days, there you go, what a pretty girl. These days, you're actually getting to see a lot more sound effects, rather getting to hear a lot more sound effects on YouTube. And they are done a lot, I don't know how people are doing them now, but they're doing them a lot better, not just recording something on a grungy phone or something and making it good enough for jazz. They're doing a lot better and they're a lot more convincing. In fact, I saw something really creepy. Somebody had a child doll and they were making it talk back to them. Obviously they got kids of their own and they used, I'm just hanging this outfit that I've just taken her off back up. They'd used voice clips of some kind. Must have taken forever to put the video together. That is something I won't be doing. I think that, not that I don't want to, but A, I haven't got any kids to use, and B, I think if I tried doing that, I would seriously freak people out. But we are having a child doll. There's a new little girl coming in August, and she's the size of a 5-year-old. She's 3'6" tall. I can't wait to see her. Right, there's Melody. She's got her new, this beautiful crisp cotton overdress and this much softer jersey rompers underneath with frilled arms and legs, frilled sleeves and frilled cuffs to the trouser feet. And then the dress is beautifully gathered under the yoke just at the top. It has a plain neckline, long sleeves. And then she has on ever such pretty white socks with little pink flowers with a pearl on each foot. She's just looks adorable. Her hair's messy, so I'm just going to get a comb to do something about that. And then I will also go over and fetch a bottle, because I think it's about time she had a feed. Ah! Have we woken up, have we? We have. I'm just going to fetch a bottle. It's over here on Brooke's high chair. Whoops. Oh, where is it? Oh, here it is. If I remember to bring the bib as well. Hello. Hello. You can let me put your bib on. Don't put your hands in my wires. You can't have that. What's the bear on the bib say? What's the bear say? This is such a cute bib. It's pink and it's got little brown teddy bears and it's all velvet. What's the bear say? What's the bear say? He says, Argh. He does. She likes that. There's a good girl. Good girl. She's very chatty once she gets going. Come on, Ben. Yes. It's getting a real rain so I can feed her. Sorry for the breathlessness. Get your face out of my shoulder and then I can feed you. Want this? Nelly, want this? Yeah, I thought you did. I thought you did. She's liking that. Noisy. Yes, so tomorrow. Oh! Bones in it. Oh, bones in it. Tomorrow, we are going on a journey. In fact, all four of us are going because I'm going. Bert's going. If I take a long car journey, Bert always comes with me. Not Melly's not going. She's being looked after. but I'm going. Bert's going. Brian's going because he's working. So what we will do is we'll leave at the crack of dawn as Brian would normally do, and I will be very quiet so he can work, making no noise and pretending I'm not there. And then we'll drop him off and get him sorted and do what he needs to do. And then I will take a trip to the lady who does all my babies and pick up a new baby. Actually, it's a second-hand baby, which she is selling on, that needs a new home. And it's a silicone skin baby, which I'm really excited about. I haven't had one of those for a long time. Not since Lily and Leah. So I'm looking forward to seeing her so much. And then I will get to know her and hang out with Michael, our driver, who's a great guy, and Bert, until we go to pick Brian up, and then we'll all go home. So it should be a great day. Michael is amazing. He absolutely gets the whole... There aren't many men who do. Obviously, B is one. But Michael really gets me. And he totally gets Bert. He really likes him. So I'm very lucky. We're very lucky to have him. So I can't wait for tomorrow and to see the new baby. And she's going to be called Laura Jade. Laura, in honor of... Oh, be quiet, you. Can I say this? In honour of an amazing person that B and I just got to know. That's Laura Legendary from the Elegant Insights Jewellery Company. In fact, Laura is Elegant Insights. If you like jewellery and you like beautiful braille jewellery, stop listening to this and go and look at elegantinsights.com, because they have so many wonderful, luscious things there. You'll just want to eat them. And you want to buy everything. Anyway, I've talked for way long enough, and I'm going to go now. So, and finish feeding her. And have a cup of tea. So, it's lovely to be back with you, doll chatting again. And I'll be back with another big audio blog tomorrow. So, yeah. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.